This is what pillow talk on television sounds like these days.
Why do you think that we have been monogamous all these years? We don't even believe in it. Like, what is... No one's going anywhere. I mean, what is the big deal?
In the new Amazon series, I Love Dick, a couple shares a crush on a famous artist named Dick. It's one of many recent television shows in which open relationships are central to the plot and characters. So, parents, be advised, that's what you'll be hearing about in this next story from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
You can see open relationships on shows like Transparent, Girls, Orphan Black, The Magicians, and back this week, TV's most Machiavellian open relationship on House of Cards.
Look, Claire, we've been a great team, but one person cannot give everything to another person.
The fictional president of the United States on one of the most popular shows on Netflix, egging on his wife to keep seeing someone on the side.
If you want it, I know you'll be careful, and I'll be fine. I mean, if we're going to go beyond marriage, let's go beyond it.
These are stories that would not have been seen on television 10 years ago.
I couldn't agree more.
That's television executive Nusrat Durrani. He's general manager of MTV Networks. Look at reality TV, he says. Just over the past couple months, the channel TLC had two reality shows about polyamorous marriages. And it just featured its first throuple, three people together, on its show about shopping for bridal gowns, Say Yes to the Dress.
Nice to meet you.
Who did you bring with you today?
This is my fiancé, Peter.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
And this is actually Peter's wife, Ellen. We're a polygamous couple.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, okay, so now I'm like a little bit confused.
Pushing boundaries is nothing new for television, nor is straight up titillation. Durrani remembers when networks in the 1990s used lesbian kisses to goose ratings during sweeps week.
I think you can do that for a little bit, but I think it becomes old and tired, and I think your audiences see through that.
Now, Durrani says, television is reflecting how some people authentically live their lives. Let's hear from Dan Savage, the nationally syndicated sex columnist and podcaster.
People have more and different kinds of relationships than just an opposite sex committed marriage. That's not all there is under the sun. In a way, it parallels, you know, debates about the representations of gay people on television.
In how early depictions of gays and lesbians on TV resemble representations of poly or non-traditional couples now.
Usually they're trotted out to mean something sinister, or it's a little bit of a freak show, like on TLC. You know, we don't have the longtime married couple that occasionally has three ways that they find invigorating, that cements their connection, that brings them closer together, where their third is treated respectfully.
It's obvious how relationships with multiple partners could be catnip to TV writers. But the creator of an online series called Unicorn Land wants to take them as seriously as other subjects she's dramatized.
I wrote a play about Occupy Wall Street. I wrote a play about Lee Atwater.
Lucy Gillespie's new series is about a young woman who hooks up with a different couple in every episode.
You're a unicorn.
A beautiful, fascinating woman.
Or man.
Who deigns to bestow her presence on mortals.
Rare, magical creatures.
I don't know. Can you seduce and J.Crew? It's a
feeling like... Unicorn Land is only on the web, and its 32-year-old creator ventures that mainstream TV's sexual vocabulary might be influenced by internet culture, including, of course, online porn.
I think everybody feels sort of like everybody else is having a better time in bed than they are.
And Gillespie's series is wry about the pitfalls of venturing into other people's messy relationships.
I didn't get out of a bad marriage to join yours.
Maybe what we're seeing reflects a society where so many old rules about gender and sexuality are in flux, where communication, let alone everything else, presents a challenge for frustrated, overworked couples. Gillespie says these relationships or encounters can feel like a fantasy, a fix, or both.
I mean, I think everything is changing in America, right? We don't just drive to work now. We take a Lyft. We get in somebody else's car. And we don't just cook dinner. We have Blue Apron send us a box with our ingredients and tell us what we're going to cook. And we're all trying to sort of hack our lives and make our lives more interesting and optimal.
Which might partly explain why we're seeing so many shows with people trying to hack conventional relationships. Gillespie's about to enter a good old-fashioned monogamous marriage herself. She says maybe there's not a better mousetrap. Dan Savage has stories about the mice that play simply do what television, film, and literature have always done. Push the envelope, make you think, provide vicarious experiences, and give you a chance to contemplate your choices. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.